The seizure of AIG by federal authorities is one of the biggest government interventions in the U.S. economy in U.S. history. The giant insurer, which operates worldwide, was seen as too big to fail, and that its collapse would undermine the financial system. In addition to traditional insurance products, AIG is a huge player in insuring the loan portfolios of financial institutions. On Tuesday night, the U.S. Federal Reserve, America's central bank, extended a two-year, $85 billion emergency loan to AIG that will allow the firm to remain in business. In return, the government will own 80% of the company and be paid 11% interest on the loan. Peter Buchvar of Miller Tabak Securities says a large government bailout of a private sector company carries significant risk.
I mean, the $85 billion that they're loaning to AIG, I mean, they can just turn the printing presses and create that out of thin air. And I think that's what we're seeing. The response to that is gold is up $55. The market's catching on to this. The Fed and the U.S. government can't just print money out of thin air and people not pay attention.
Speaking on Bloomberg Television, Buchvar said that he expects the dollar to weaken as a result of the expensive government rescue of both AIG and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the two giant government-sponsored home mortgage institutions. The Federal Reserve and Treasury actions are intended to calm financial markets that are deeply unsettled by a 13-month-long credit crisis that began with a wave of home mortgage defaults related to the downturn in the U.S. housing market. 6 months ago, the government rescued Bear Stearns, a big investment bank that faced bankruptcy, because of losses on subprime mortgage loans. Lehman Brothers, the fourth-largest U.S. investment bank, filed for bankruptcy this week. Last month, the government nationalized Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac after their share prices fell by nearly 90%. A similar share price collapse occurred with AIG. Analyst Buchvar believes that with the loss of billions of dollars of wealth from the stock market, this will have an adverse impact on U.S. and global economic growth.
Don't be lulled into think, okay, there's not going to be any more AIGs, no more Fannie Mae's, no more Lehman's, and think everything is okay. There's going to be repercussions from this that's going to last a period of time.
But Ron Rimkus, a money manager at BB&T in North Carolina, says the government did the right thing in coming to AIG's rescue.
Well, I mean, these are important steps in the healing process. So, you know, getting, starting with Bear Stearns, getting Fannie and Freddie shored up, letting Lehman fail, getting AIG under conservatorship, these are steps in the cleansing process.
Both Buchvar and Rimkus spoke on Bloomberg Television. The government's actions in attempting to stabilize financial markets are controversial and thus far have not been very successful. Many experts say stability is unlikely to be achieved until there is a recovery in the U.S. housing market, something that has not yet occurred. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.